You have selected a report on crisis communications and how it relates to terrorism. The wrap and two sound bites follow in 3, 2, 1. Crisis communications is exactly that, communicating information to the public during a potentially hazardous event, such as what America experienced during the terrorist attacks of September 11th. Dr. Chris Boone is a communications professor at K-State and head of the communications department. She cites Rudy Giuliani as a good example of how well crisis communications worked during 9/11.
Rudy Giuliani is a great textbook example of using it well, stepping up to the plate and getting information out there even when you didn't know you had information. That's a real tough thing for government or bureaucratic institutions to do, but it's really imperative to keep moving information through.
Boone says when it comes to the nation's right to know versus national security, it boils down to public health.
I'm sure there's some Department of Defense things that we should know, but for the most part, I think it's regarding public health, regarding the food system, we need to know those things.
Lenise Thompson, Kansas State University. Crisis communications is not a new concept, but it has resurfaced since the terrorist attacks of September 11th. Dr. Chris Boone, professor of communications at K-State and head of the communications department, says the top goal of crisis communications is to protect public health. She said as far as addressing worst-case scenarios, it may be a good idea to scare the public in certain situations. The soundbite is 30 seconds, and the out cue is, "We don't know."
If we're really trying to protect public health, then scaring people appropriately may be a good idea. Do you want people panicking in the streets? Usually they don't react that way. Usually people will turn more to your credible institutional resources for information. So we need to have messages ready for them. That may mean that we won't be able to tell them everything that's going on because we don't know everything that's going on. But still, it's appropriate to say we don't know.
Boone says during a crisis, individuals tend to identify with news representatives that strike an emotional chord. She adds public trust can be established by showing the media is not apart from the crisis, but that they're a part of it. This soundbite is 40 seconds, and the out cue is for news media.
We're all people. We're all at risk, too. We're all in this together, and that was one of the things I think was one of the neat things about watching 9/11 and the coverage of that was that you really saw the humanity of our news representatives. They're not some guys off in a box someplace. Everybody was there. They were moms and dads, brothers and sisters of people, and you saw that in a different way. And I think that's really helpful because, again, that helps the public understand that they're not apart from it. They're part of this as well. And it helps people develop more trust and credibility for news media.